Wisdom and Extra Season 2 Mother's Day Special, Nora.
Ooh. Hello and welcome everybody. I am so excited for today's episode because this is a very special Mother's Day episode. And we have gathered the Wisdom and Extra team. We have Austin, our executive producer, obviously Joan and myself. Have gathered our mothers here today for Mother's Day to share maybe some interesting stories and obviously some wisdom with us and with our listeners and viewers
and a whole lot of extra.
And a whole lot of extra because
there's a lot of extra in this room right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra of us at least. So we wanted to really just bring everybody together to talk about, as you know, on Wisdom and Extra, we often talk about the different generational differences, women's success, and the differences in the generations and coming up in those generations, how we've grown up in different scenarios. And today we have just a couple extra generations share that wisdom with us.
Yeah.
So I think we have a couple questions, a couple specific questions, and we're just going to let the conversation lead from there.
Well, I think, Joan, you should introduce everyone.
Oh, please.
Okay,
yes.
So this is my mom, Lucille, and we call her Lulu.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, yes. Best mom ever. Yeah.
Best daughter.
And we have Austin. You want to introduce
this
your mom?
This is Jean. This has been my mother for 38 glorious years. Nora, next.
This is Carol Farrell. Carol Farrell has also been my mother for 38 years.
Oh my God, you guys are the same age.
Yep.
Wow. I'm not saying my age, but wow.
26, we already discussed that.
So I think this is going to be, I'd like it to be very conversational and really relaxed because I think it's really interesting to talk about, you know, like when my mom was in her 20s, before you had me, like kind of what was available to you, like say as a career, right? Because it'll be different for Carol and it'll be different for Jean as the years progressed, you know? So like
Lulu,
mom, yeah.
What was available when you were?
Like 19 years old and you were starting a career, you decided,
I was a histologist. I did histologists. Any operation that was done, they did tissue work, we would do the tissue work.
And
the doctor would be requesting what he was looking for. And we had a stain. He would press on and we would stain the tissue and slice it on a machine and we'd paper thin and we put on a little slide that he could read it.
Wow.
And that was in the hospital, right?
University Penn Hospital. Mm-hmm. I trained and worked there.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It was a great job.
Yeah. And did you do that for a long time?
Yeah, I did.
And then you got married.
And I got married.
Right. And then you had me.
Mm-hmm. and then my husband worked for General Electric. Mm-hmm. And they moved him every 2 years.
Yeah. So mom was, she was busy, like after that initial career.
Did you take that job with you? Did you?
No, because I was registered in the state of Pennsylvania. So I had to be registered in each state you went. I wasn't there long enough. I was gone in 2 years, so.
That's what the military's were like.
Yeah.
It was too hard for me to do that.
Yeah. And in those days, like, it wasn't, you know, when we moved from state to state, we didn't really have that support of family.
Yeah,
and so with three children and dad, you know, climbing the corporate ladder.
Traveling, and so I had to be home.
Mom would be the one who would, like, get the home, buy the home, have the home built. She did all of that.
How many kids did you have?
Three.
Yeah. He would come back from like another country and she would have already redecorated the whole entire house.
Yeah. I had all control of the money.
Yeah, there you go.
He wasn't around.
Well, Joan was saying there was a couple times you asked the people that were building the walls.
Oh my gosh.
To tear down the walls because it wasn't straight.
She was such a stickler. Do you remember the house we had built in Ohio? And
it
was an English tutor.
It was a great house.
Because you used to bring me to the site with you. You'd be like, come on, come with me. We're going to go check them.
Yeah.
And there was a part of the front of the house that went, the brick was lined up like this. And we must have went there three times. And this one was like, take it down. Take it down. it's crooked. And then we'd get in the car and she'd be like, those damn people, they're drinking on the job.
And they probably were.
My father had no idea any of this was going on. He'd come home and ask me, nice. Well, okay.
Hold on. Too busy working, traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was your job. Yeah. Like, you took care of all that.
That's fun. That's funny.
It was interesting.
Yeah,
you know?
I met a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
did they move you though? Or did you get?
Oh, they GE. I worked for General. He worked for General Electric. Mm-hmm. They moved everything.
They moved everything.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. They cost me a dime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did everything.
Did they buy your house for you?
If you couldn't sell it, they would buy it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You never got stuck with it. Yeah.
Corporate world was different then.
Yeah.
Not today. Yeah. No, they treat us very good, General. Yeah. But I was very lucky. I never left one house with GE. I sold them on my own. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Seven houses?
That sounds right.
I don't know how many.
I can't keep track.
I lost track.
I can't keep track.
So, do you have a real estate license?
I did it one time.
Yeah.
I really did. I mean,
but no, wait. She did it one time, and then she felt so bad for the young couple, she didn't take the commission.
Wow.
So she gave them the commission back.
I couldn't. They were so poor.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to take it. They were so poor. They were struggling for the down payment. Yeah. And I said to my husband, "But is it do whatever you want, huh?" I said, "I'm going to give it to them." And I did. I did.
Did they ever touch base with you after that?
I moved. We moved.
Generosity to the 10th degree.
That's right. Yeah. It comes back.
Yeah.
It does.
That's right.
It does.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
So now let's go to maybe Carol. So
Well, I have a feeling that my years are even before everybody else's years here.
No, I don't think
so.
No.
No?
Mom's 85.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated from high school, which was Fort Lauderdale High, you had a choice. You could go to be a secretary, you could be a nurse,
yep.
All right. Or you could be a teacher.
Yep.
Mm. And I didn't want to do any of those. And my father kept saying, well, what do you want to do? And I went, I'd like to make it through the first semester. You know, like, but then I had problems. I had places to be and boyfriends to be, and obviously.
Ah, now we
see the similarity, right?
So I, a girlfriend came back from the World's Fair in 1964 and said, they need you at the Florida Pavilion. Do you want to go? And I went, oh, good, I don't have to go to school.
Yeah.
So I went to the Florida Pavilion at the World's Fair, and then after that, I came home and I was working and whatever, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do. And my father came up and said, you should just go out and see the world. Apply to the airline. Well,
ooh.
I applied to the airline for Delta. They turned me down. I applied for the Delta. I applied to Northwest. They turned me down. And then my boyfriend was, at the time, my boyfriend was at the University of Missouri and homecoming. So I thought, I'll apply to TWA. Because then I get a free pass to go to homecoming.
Smart.
Opportunistic.
So I went to homecoming, and then he dropped me off at the airport, and I went to the interview. Well, the guy who interviewed loved redheads. So he hired, in my class, there were 20 girls, and out of the 20, there were 12 redheads.
Really? Oh, interesting.
It was nice because the uniform was aqua. So
they would never get away with that today.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Kind of fit in the thing.
So what were the qualifications? Like, what were they?
You had to be more than 5'3".
That's what I thought, the height.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it.
And that really was...
Me either.
Me neither.
Liar.
That really had to... It was really useful because all of the kitchen, especially back then, were all way high.
Okay.
Not that you couldn't have said, help me, you know, but it was... And then you had to be... The weight was... I don't know whether there was a restriction on the weight, but once you weighed in... You had to keep that weight, whatever it was at that time.
How crazy, right?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And wow. You had to weigh in regularly.
That's insane. Yeah,
they weighed you almost once a month.
Really? Whoa.
And you had to write it, sign a statement saying you'd quit it at 34.
Oh.
And because that
was
the age. Yeah.
The age limit you had to be.
Oh my God. Wow. And look how far we have come, right?
And then you had to wear a girdle.
What? Oh okay, God. I would have been out.
No, yeah, I would have been out.
Forget me.
I know we were all.
They didn't have Spanx then.
Yeah. I know, but we haven't, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no.
That's ridiculous.
You know, so we wore girdles with the, with the hooks and the.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, it was really, yeah. And then you checked in, and then you had to wear white gloves at the door and a hat. That was until 1968. And at 1968, it was.
I love this.
Is that it? Let me see that.
I love this picture.
And you have to guess which one she is.
I know. It's hard to do.
All right. So hold on.
They all look alike. They all.
And there were no men. Yeah, there were no men there at that point. Just. So it's so much discrimination on all levels.
I know. It's it's crazy the amount of discrimination or how far we've come, though. I mean, my gosh.
I know.
It really is astounding.
She is, though.
Just kidding.
Wow.
I don't know.
Really
I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But we didn't, nobody really thought about discrimination. You know, it's like your job, that's what you did.
Yeah. Nobody questioned it. No, it was just the way it was.
But in 1968, everything kind of opened up and there were new. I actually was a supervisor and had to fire girls for being like 1 pound over.
Oh my gosh.
It was like ridiculous.
Yeah. Crazy.
It was just ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so then we moved on and I flew to International and then I went to San Francisco and flew MACPAC, flew the troops to Vietnam and then came back and went. It was 25 years.
Wow.
So. Wow.
And you met my dad.
Oh, yeah, him.
Oh, yeah. Who was a pilot?
Who was a pilot?
On a flight to Chicago?
Yes, that's right.
So that was a constant moving in different directions at all times.
It was.
So you enjoyed the career, obviously.
I did. It was really, nowadays, I look back on it and go, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
But during the time, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, where do you, what places have you seen? And I'm going, I just worked 8 hours.
That's right.
With garbage up to here.
Yeah.
And people yelling at you going, and actually the last 3 or 4 years, which actually Eric did also, we flew to Tel Aviv, which is so difficult. So 345 people in the back of a 7.
Excuse me.
So towards the end it was, you know, I can't wait to get out of here. But I stayed long enough to get my retirement so they could go to college.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go. Okay.
And I can remember you telling stories about on the airplane, the smoking, and how the tar would drip from the ceiling.
Nicotine.
So
different.
I mean, every job had its
ups and downs.
Yeah.
Ups and
downs. That's a big down, though.
Yeah. So.
Well, and you guys have the same. I mean, every job is.
Yeah, but we don't have nicotine dripping from the ceiling.
Nor do we have to wear a girdle.
Exactly.
Wait, only on Thursdays.
So what about you guys?
Mother Jean.
So I was in love, and I got married. And we were just talking about this at dinner the other night. We met, I was working at McDonald's when I was 18. And my husband would come in to visit me. And his sisters worked there. And then he would get in my line. And then he asked me to go out. And we were just talking about this. We went to Pizza Hut, Big D. And I was so nervous, I didn't buy anything. I couldn't eat. I was afraid of getting sick. So he said, boy, she's a cheap date. I'm going to
take her out again.
We fell in love and we got married. And then when I was a mom, like you said, when I was younger, it was either a nurse, a teacher, homemaker, that was it. Right. You never thought about adventuring out. And then I raised our children. We just sold our house for 44 years. Ooh. And we made that a home. And we, the kids did not know that we didn't have a lot of money because we would go off and adventure.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons, that the kids like outdoors. And I think that's one of the reasons that Austin moved here, because you can always be outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And there's no snow.
And there's no snow.
Yeah. Big perk. Big perk.
Yes. Giant perk.
Yeah.
Where was this?
In Derry, New Hampshire.
Oh.
So about an hour north of Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cold up there.
A little bit.
Oh, it was very cold.
But going back to the McDonald's story.
Yes.
I remember you guys always used to tell us that Dad strategically put himself in your line.
Yes.
So he could say hello to you.
Yes. That's cute. He certainly did.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed watching me work. And I thought he was cute. And, he would come in. And he had a Vega.
A Vega.
A green Vega. And green's my favorite color. So we instantly fell in love.
She's like, so Pizza Hut in a green Vegas? Sign me up.
He had a snowmobile.
Oh.
I was going to say, was that an automobile? I don't know.
Chevy Vega.
Yeah, and he bought it was brand new. So I thought he was rich.
And then you found out.
But it didn't matter. Again, in our generation, you made a date, so to say, with your friends, with your girlfriends. Yeah. And they'd come over with their kids.
Right.
And you'd make lunch, and you'd sit and chat, and, we didn't go around, like, a lot of the...
Well, there wasn't all the restaurants and the club. It was different then.
No.
I think you and Dad met on the beach,
In Wildwood.
Wildwood, New Jersey.
Oh, Wildwood! Wow, that's great.
And it was with groups of friends, right? So all the friends meet, then...
Well, the friends...
In Wildwood.
He met some of his friends.
There you go. Boardwalk.
And he said, "Where are you going? Where are you beach? Where are you going to beach?" And he told him where we'd be. He said, "I got a bunch of girlfriends way down there, lady friends." And my husband came in Jordan.
Nice.
Because he drove his parents down. They were going on vacation. And he drove them down, and he didn't know what to do the weekend. So he met these friends from church. He went to church, and he said, "Yeah, come to this beach. We got a bunch of girls we're friends with." And I met him that day on the beach.
That's awesome.
I don't even think he had a job then, did he?
Yeah.
No, he was laid off.
He was laid off.
He was going to school, and he had a job. But he was still going to school. He's going at night now. Had no more money.
Yeah.
He went at night.
Mm. Yeah, what kind of a degree did he get?
He's an engineer, electrical engineer.
Of course.
Worked for GE 30 years.
Yeah. Long time.
And then GE started moving him around, so we moved like every 2 years, wasn't it? At least
3 years. Every three years
we moved. Yeah. Three kids I dragged around.
So, it was interesting because Mom grew up in the era where, children of immigrants, and so we lived in the city in Philly, and it was a neighborhood that was all Italians.
All Italians.
Who were, immigrants. And the city was broken down into the Italian section, the Irish section, and everybody was kind of segregated like that, but that's how they acclimated to the United States. Mm-hmm. And so for the immigrants, like, your parents and Dad's parents, it was education. Mm-hmm. You need your education to move forward and they wanted that. They really wanted to succeed, and Mom was really big in getting us out of the city. So when that promotion, because she wanted a better life for us, and so when that promotion came up, it was this one that was like, we're going.
We're going. Is there any way we're going to get out of here?
Yeah. That's because people there stay there, like you stay on that same row home, on that same street forever.
And that house gets passed down generation.
Right.
Generation.
Yes, and so it was like very odd. So, like, people thought we were absolutely crazy. Mm. Like, you're leaving?
Yep.
Yeah. Beatniks.
My
husband. We were, she was like, we are out of here.
My husband was like a troubleshooter for G. Any area that was distressed, they would send him. They gave him 2 years to straighten it out, and then he'd go on to another city, another distressed area. So I dragged the three kids around, and out we went.
Yeah, we did.
The only thing, I
had a lot of adventure.
I was a histologist.
Yeah.
I couldn't work for a year and a half and leave. I just couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
So it was his or mine. Yeah. He made more money. I just threw it up.
For sure.
Exactly.
So what I like to talk about is maybe what were the, in each era, maybe what were some of the big inventions of that year?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously you had cars, but it was like one car per family.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we had.
Right? And then, I mean, TVs. Did we have TVs?
When I first got married, we had a TV that rotated. And you had to get up and move it. There was
no
remote.
No.
And it was where's the remote? The dog's
got it. But also, we had another TV when I was in my younger years, like 10 or earlier, where it had the antenna on the roof. And you had the dial that you had to turn it to so the antenna could move to get the best reception. No, it was on the roof of the house.
On the roof of the house they were.
Yeah.
We moved around so much.
And it might have been a New England thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do remember Dad, he was working second shift at that time.
Yeah.
We had to set it, my sister and I had to set the knob before he went to bed because it was so loud it would echo in his bedroom and wake him up. So he'd come to the top of the stairs, he'd be like, "You guys are watching that, turn it down."
Oh my God.
And there was no cable.
No, how about color TV?
No.
That was a big thing when that came out.
We had the color TV. Yeah. I think we were the only ones in the neighborhood.
That was a big deal.
Color TV. Yeah.
Well, remember when we saw that in The Wizard of Oz? Remember when The Wizard of Oz, when they opened the doors, like, what is that? That's color.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a big thing. We waited for that show every year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It was a big deal.
So if we're talking TVs, my biggest memory of a TV was the Christmas that my dad... My dad bought probably that size of a TV. It was huge, with surround sound.
And he spent all night putting this together. He's going to be for the whole next day.
Yeah.
And it's his mother that's there.
Remember we would call all the neighborhood kids. We have like a theater in our basement now. My dad was big on Top Gun.
Who wouldn't be?
Of course.
Top Gun.
Right, exactly. But my dad was like basically Maverick. Like he flew those planes. He did thing. Like,
really?
So he would sit there on repeat watching Top Gun with the surround sound. And it was like you could hear it was a basement, so in the kitchen, it was
vibrating.
Like shaking and like, you know.
That was a big deal.
It was a big deal. So that's my TV memory of like,
Mine too.
Yeah. Maybe not the same sentiment, but.
Yeah, not the same sentiment.
Yeah. One thing when I was growing up, when we first got married, was the vacuum cleaner that had the light on it. And it would hover. I think it was a Hoover. That was a big deal.
That was expensive.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah,
and
we didn't have that.
We used to have a thing, our group of friends at the time, we used to say, you don't buy appliances, you don't buy anything like that for your wife. You bought hardware.
Right.
You bought necklaces.
That's
hardware.
So true.
So we called it hardware. And I got a vacuum. And my friends were like, are you kidding? And I was like, no, I love it. It floats.
It floats.
And then I got a Kirby.
Oh my gosh, that Kirby.
Did you have Kirbys? Had the attachment on the front that was metal.
I never had one.
And you'd have to wrestle with it to get it off.
Yeah.
I thought it was
weighed like 90 damn pounds.
How do you
so if you
get
kicked
that
it in the middle of the night for some reason, your toes were curled the next morning.
But the salespeople used to come to the house.
To the door.
Door to door.
Yeah.
And
door.
Rubbermaid. I remember Rubbermaid.
Oh, yeah. And then the vacuum, I'd be mortified.
Yeah.
I thought I was a clean.
My husband always says so grateful there's not door-to-door salesmen because I would buy everything. I have a problem. That looks great. Of course I want to buy that. Yes. I have got 15, but bring them on. Yeah. Let's get some more.
Well, now you have Amazon.
Even worse. Yeah.
Did you have Encyclopedia, folks? My father felt
we had them.
Encyclopedia Britannica. I remember that.
Britannica.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah.
Oh, you have them?
No. He had them. Griffy had them in his basement.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Awesome. Yeah. Check them, because in my grandmother's generation, they used to hide money in them.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah. We know all about that.
Witness, So when my grandmother died, we had to go through the whole house. They were in the Depression.
Yeah.
Yes. They would hide money. Oh,
they everywhere. Did hide it everywhere.
So we still show it. Stuff. Yeah.
She still does. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
She actually just said that to me, my sister, the other day. You know, she's like, make sure, you know, if something happens to me, you go through everything.
Do you have to pull up the floorboards?
I leave the money and I put the bag away. And then I go, oh my God, my money.
I can't work. Put it. Yeah. Especially after moving so many times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Funny. I don't know how I did that. Come on, I had to be young.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have to do anything. I mean, GE paid for everything. Come pack and load and take everything. But I had to get everything organized and clean out.
Yeah, you were super organized.
Every 2 years, I was pretty.
And I'm sure you probably said, I'm going to pack light, because you would have to unpack it.
She actually gave everything away and started over every 3 years, I think.
Yeah, she'd be like, so do you have anything left?
I mean, she's still buying and still redoing this one.
I can't help it.
Yeah, it's habit.
I need to, I know, she's got all the stuff. And then she's trying to give it to me. I'm like, I don't want my artwork from when I was 5 years old.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Care.
We just went through that. So she had mentioned they sold their house back in New Hampshire.
Oh, she's
like, hey, I got a little box for you. It's full of stuff I found from the basement.
Yep.
It's this. It's this tall. And it's just got everything. Like, pictures of stuff I don't even know existed. Yeah. Like pictures of like Legos on the floor when I was like a kid. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like a pet rock.
Yeah, but you know, that's what happens with a basement.
That's right.
Yeah, everything went in the basement. That's so true.
Because you got it out of your way. I have my Kirby vacuum. I have things to vac. I don't want this stuff around.
She had that vacuum for like 20 years. I'm not lying.
I mean, they don't make
it's like
them
a
like
Weber
they
grill.
Now,
Weber grill. They had the same one for 20 years.
Yeah, that's one thing good about moving every 2 years.
Yeah. Clean out.
Clean out.
Yeah. Oh, and then we also had when Wayne and I first got married, we had a hibachi because we were a one income. I didn't, you know, we made a conscious choice, and we were just talking about this with the kids when we sold the house, for me to stay home because I didn't want other people raising our children. Mm-hmm. And we wanted our home to be our home and our neighborhood to be our neighborhood. And you watched all your neighbor's family. If they went to the store, you'd be like, get over here.
We did.
And then when the mother or father came back, they were like, what did you do? And it wasn't like, mind your own business, like it is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
And Debbie Schneider was just at the house.
Mm. Yeah.
Who was the girl?
Yeah, the girl that she sent me away to.
I have to go out and do something. Can you watch the kids?
Yeah.
That's the way it was then.
But it's interesting because I have the exact opposite feelings about raising my children.
Not necessarily.
I mean, obviously, I want to love on my kids and support them and, you know, help mold them. But I want other people to raise them.
We talk about this a lot because even for me, it was a very difficult choice. And I gave up a corporate career to stay home for a few years before I came into the business here, but that was a tough choice, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, your culture and how
that's
you're
right.
raised,
yeah.
and you know, each decision, it's not right or wrong.
No,
it's just what
not.
You're comfortable with, and you know,
it's cultural.
It is.
I mean, you know, your generation does that. I mean, you know, every child is already going to have been by the time they get to high school, they're going to. Or not high school, even grade school, they're going to say, well, I went to Tiny World or some kind of little school. Where we didn't do that.
No, it wasn't available.
Exactly.
Yes, it wasn't available.
Right. It wasn't available. Exactly. So the options were just different then. And then, you know, I always, you know, say to myself, oh, I wonder if I would have stayed, you know, in my career. And I had a moment one time when my children, again, we're like fighting about something, and I was like, you know, I stayed home all those years, and I was the room mom, I was the this mom, I was the soccer mom, I brought all the snacks, I paid for all the t-shirts, like, I did all of that. And I was the sunshine math mom, which was pretty funny because...
The what?
The sunshine math mom. So they would call you in to do like this other program that someone in the state of Florida thought was a good idea, and it was like this really dumb... stupid
Joan,
questions.
How do you really feel?
And so and the teacher picked me to do it. I was like, oh good Lord. And I went up to her, I go, look, I'll do this for you, but I'm horrible at math. So unless you're giving me the answer guide, I can't do it, even if it's third grade math. And so she's like, oh no, you'll have the answers. So I had decided, and she'd put me out in the hallway with these kids, and I would do these little stupid questions. And they were so obscure. None of the kids would get the answers. Yeah. So I would bring candy with me. And if they didn't know the answer, I gave them the answer, and then I gave them the candy because I was just like, this is between me and you, not this. You know, so now I knew they wouldn't go back and say, oh, she gave us, because she's giving me candy. She's not going to tell, I'm giving them the answers, you know. And so I remember my kids saying to me, you were the sunshine math mom. You were the room mom. You know, we have no recollection of that.
Because they didn't get candy.
I was like, I spent all those years doing this. I gave up my career, and neither one of you remembered that I did any of that?
This is a picture of Carol doing just that. She came in as a flight attendant in kindergarten
first grade.
And put the mask on everybody,
Do you remember that?
I do. I
you remember that.
And I don't know if it's one of those things anything. That I look at this picture and I remember it, but I do remember, this is a picture of her putting the mask on me, and I do remember that. I remember being like, my mom's telling everybody about being a flight attendant, and now, you know.
Wear this mask all these other kids have worn.
Yeah, I just gave them the answers.
Did I know? And I only saw them drop once. It was a captain that did it on purpose.
It wasn't. They can't do that now.
It wasn't. Right. No, he just did it on purpose. He hit the wrong button. What can I tell you?
He's a pilot, though.
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
Yeah. That's kind of problematic.
Yeah.
It was actually a charter, so people were. I was on a charter taking President Carter to Europe, and it was all of the media, and they all sat there and went, "Should we pull this down?"
Oh boy!
Oh my God!
You know, I'm going.
No.
Leslie Stahl, pull it down, Leslie. Oh. Just in case you need it, you know.
Wow. Yeah, save Leslie.
You said something that I had done. I'm curious to hear if you know, if you remember. I was a room mother, and then I was the volunteer coordinator at the school. And in those days, you called everybody on the phone.
Yes,
there was no
internet.
You all had
cell phone.
Yeah.
No,
group text.
And then I was like the star. All the teachers would say, "Could you please go on field trips with us?" Because the other mothers would just go and kind of sit in the corner. Not me. I sat up and said,
"She's like, I'm here. I'm back."
Your mother packed that lunch. Don't give it to Billy. You eat it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Remember me going to
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my childhood.
It explains a lot.
Oh, yeah.
This explains a lot.
And then when our daughter got into middle school, they asked my husband and I to be chaperones. And at the time, my husband was a hunter.
Yeah, I remember chaperones.
Remember that little thing that
goes, make room for Jesus.
And you make room for Jesus.
We were just talking about that. We were talking about, like, because a song came on in the office. We were talking about slow songs.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. I joked that that's what she used to say when we were in school. Always leave room for Jesus.
I do remember this because the priests would attend our dances.
Because
I went to Catholic grammar school. It was like Father Kevin's over there. I'm like, can't be dancing
can't
with my
do
boyfriend
anything.
Like Father Kevin. I mean,
know.
Jeez.
It's too funny.
Everybody turns around, you're like, oomps.
No, you didn't do that back then. You just did side to side.
Two steps.
Can we talk about one last thing?
Yeah.
Because I know we all want to maybe go to lunch or something. But I think we want to talk about what would be your proudest moment as a mother.
As a mother?
Choose wisely. I know you have a lot to select from. But.
And we have cell phones. We have physical proof now.
Yes.
Here, do you want me to show
you? So the other siblings will hear.
Yeah, right.
Just in relation to me being Austin's mom or just a mom, Austin's mom?
I would say mom in general.
Just mom in general. Okay. Yeah, mom in general. Yeah. It's a hard one.
I loved being a mother. I really did. I didn't have them until 40. I was poor. Nora didn't get born until I was 40.
I don't think that's poor. I count that as, I'm fortunate that I had a mother that traveled the world and did her thing and lived her life and then had me.
I love being a mother. I love being at home. I like watching them play. I would put, Showboat on, I would have Gigi on, I would have, all of the old classics on and go, okay, now let's sing.
Dance. Yeah, exactly.
That explains even more.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there were so many things that I, you know, that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I was sad when they left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't easy moving around with three kids every 2 years, though. It was,
no,
that, it was hard.
Can't even imagine. Can't even imagine.
You had a lot of fun, though.
Oh, I did. I
did a lot of adventure.
And obviously, you were successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
obviously,
look at Joan. Yeah.
No, they went. You know, it was hard for them because they went to different schools every 2 years. You know, and oh my God, here goes. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
It was not easy for them, but they did. They did well. They did very well.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any complaints about them. They graduated and went on to college, so I did something.
Yeah, you did. Right. You're right.
That was our goal.
That's your problem.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I saved for your college. You go.
Yeah.
My son, who was, in his last year of school, he said, during the summer, I said, what kind of a job are you going to get? And he was parking cars. And he was, I said, you have to make $2,000 to pay for your
rent.
So he came home the 1st of August and said, okay, Mom, I made my $2,000. I'm going surfing now. I was like, Tom, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can.
Mm. Is this older or younger brother?
Younger brother. Younger, that's okay. Such a wow. Tom response.
Yeah.
Oh, that Tom.
Oh, that Tom. Oh,
yeah.
And then he went to the military.
Yeah, then he went in the military, yeah.
Well, I think for me, because Wayne was off working and working hard, it was anything I was able to do within our neighborhood with the kids. And two things rang into my head when you said that was when the kids learned to ride their own bike.
Oh, God.
And we have a story. And then the other thing was we got creative, because back then you didn't have all the stuff you have now. Our daughter, when she had to get those rollerblades, because they were
the
big deal,
we
strapped, you know, clothes on them, Wayne's belt, and then they would run up and down
the street.
But for Austin,
we grew up on a dead end street. We're the last house on a dead end street.
Oh. And Austin, what were you, three?
I don't even know.
So I would come home for lunch, because I worked for an attorney. I worked part time, and I'd come home for lunch just to make sure the place wasn't on fire and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Austin made this mistake every time, because I parked. It was a dead end. He would park his bike right to the side, and you'd have to back up and cut the corner. Well, I ran his bike over.
I've done that.
He went up and down the street. My mom ran over his bike.
Just chanting. Straight up chanting.
Forever.
Soldier. Straight up and down.
And I go back to work crying. And we didn't have a lot of money. We probably saved just to get that.
Get the bike. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like a joke in our
family. I remember the first bike.
It was anything that they were able to do in the neighborhood was obviously them. You know, him leaving to come to Florida, oh, we were heartbroken, but yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Wait, how old were you when you came to Florida?
29?
Mm-hmm. 8 years.
You've been here a long time.
29, 30?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It's all blur now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Massive blur.
Well, he hates winter in New England as much as we now hate winter in New England.
Now you're Floridian.
It's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, Christmas Eve till Christmas morning, and then...
And then we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Well, back to your point about like when we were growing up as kids, that's probably one of my favorite memories of our neighborhood was it was everything to us. Like we spent much time outside, whether it was, you know, 8 feet of snow or it was in the middle of the summer or anything like that, we always spent time outside.
My kids
and if
did
the street lights came on, we knew that it was time to go home for dinner.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. You had to be home for dinner.
I ring the bell.
Yeah.
Oh.
You had a bell?
Yeah.
We all had dinner together.
Yeah. They better come in.
Yeah.
Dinner together.
My mother did that too. She had a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mother had one of those triangles.
Ding, ding, ding. A bell, and I get these kids in 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, whatever time.
Yeah.
It was.
If it was dark and you weren't home, you were in trouble.
Oh, you weren't home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your father shouldn't be home. My God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. That's.
Well, that's
yeah.
True.
You better hope Dad's not home if that's.
Well,
the
that
case.
Was that was her famous words too. Or wait till
wait
your father
till
gets
your
home.
Father comes home.
He was never home.
Yeah.
He was always busy at work.
It was the same with my dad. Yeah.
Wait till your father.
Hers.
Wait till
it was because my sister used to babysit us. Well, later in Mom's career, she went off and was doing a whole bunch of teaching stuff.
Mm-hmm.
her words or my sister's words were, don't make me call your father at work.
Don't make me call your father at work.
And if they called dad at work, done. Oh, game gone. Over. We game used to over. Hide.
Oh, yeah.
Actually used to hide. Oh, I have a good question.
Yeah.
It has to relate to what we were talking about. Wooden spoon.
Oh, yeah.
I had
guilty.
One.
Oh, yeah. I had one.
Yeah. You know. I'm running after, they run.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Up scared
they the run. Running that they did, they could have been in the Olympics.
Yeah.
They could have had a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't think they ever got hit with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't catch them.
Yeah. I couldn't catch them.
No, mom was she threatened, but she never hit.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You spanked when you were younger, but it was like, you're an idiot, stop doing that, move on.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of yelling, because we were Italian.
Yeah.
We yelled.
Yeah.
That's all we did.
I still don't know the difference between yelling and normal conversation in my household, so.
I have a sign that's in a my problem. Kitchen that says, I'm not yelling, I'm Italian.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. You know, I don't think
No, I didn't have one. My sister.
My dad had the belt. I remember dad, but he wouldn't. He would just.
Oh, they just get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it.
And that was. I was like, I'll do whatever you say, whatever you want.
Yeah. Game over.
Yeah.
That was the scary thing for me. It was just the sound of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He never hit me or anything like that, but it was just like the threat of it. Yeah.
Steps and out, they were hit.
Yeah. They were fast.
Yeah.
They were extremely resourceful with reprimanding us when we were children.
Oh yeah.
My sister had gone out and done something, I don't know, Chris, whatever, done something. And in retaliation, my dad took the spark plug wires off of her Jeep and hid them.
Uh-huh.
So when she went to go start her truck, it wasn't going anywhere.
Smart.
And he just sat in the back porch hanging holding up the spark plug wires.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you messed up.
Uh-oh. Well, and she would do the, you know, the drama when they're teenagers, when they have their first real boyfriend. And she would do the...
Oh, yes.
And then we would let it was like exit stage left, and then she'd do her thing, and then Wayne's, what's going on?
Oh my gosh,
that was great. Yeah.
I remember like I had a curfew, it was like midnight or something, and there was always that damn light at Dunkin' Donuts that I would like be cutting it so close, shocker, I know for everybody, you know, like left just enough time to get home. But that light at Dunkin' Donuts would get me every time, and dad would ground me for a week for every minute I was late.
Oh, wow.
So I would go a week without, or if I came home at 12:02, I would 2 weeks without my car.
Oh,
it was like, it was intense.
Hardcore.
It was intense. He was a colonel in the Marines. I mean, come on, like that.
She cried very easily, too.
I did cry very easily.
Did?
My children were lucky. Their father did a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, my mother had a beautiful diamond. We would walk by. And she was Irish. My father was Italian. And, you know, we knew we were dead.
Yeah.
Because we lied, unfortunately. But, you know, you'd be thinking, oh, cool, I got in.
Yeah.
Should we go the next morning? You could just see exactly which ring it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But back then, you know, our parents did what they
Knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we can only just hope to do better.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Yep. So when you spanked them, my mother used to, when she spanked me, she'd say, this hurts me more than it hurts.
No, I think I probably just kept yelling.
Which, again, I didn't know if she was yelling or talking to me.
Oh, man.
Got it.
That's
hysterical.
Well, this was fun.
This was a lot
of
fun.
So glad. Agreed.
Thank you, ladies, for coming, for sharing.
Yes.
And happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yes,
happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
We're all so lucky.
Mm-hmm. We are lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to have that children right. Like you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
God
are.
Help us. We have Austin.
Which I told them about. We were pregnant with five of me at once.
Yeah. So I was on fertility drugs.
Okay.
And back then, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, the doctor said back then you didn't have ultrasounds like they have now. It's a photo shoot if you're pregnant.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But they did it as a precaution, and they said, and we had to sign papers like you did about your weight. Saying that we understand that you're on fertility drugs and it could be multiple births.
Ooh,
and we signed it, and we get into the ultrasound work, and my husband was with us, and the technician was kidding, and he goes, oh, I don't know, I think I see several
several sets of eyes. God. And my husband said, well, you better figure it out before we leave. And then Austin blessed us.
Then he blessed us.
Ta-da.
I can't even imagine six of him.
Oh, my God, right?
I can't either.
I can't either.
Oh, no. We just say that we're very lucky.
There's not enough alcohol in the world for that.
No. No. Wow. That's funny.
So good. Yeah. So good. Well, should thank you, ladies.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice meeting everybody.
Yeah, it was fun.
Let's go lunch.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Do we all want to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Make
Happy
sure.
Mother's
Happy Mother's Day. Share the love.
Share the
share
love.
Share the love.
Subscribe. Share the love. Leave us a comment.
Yeah. Send money.